Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
All right. So I don't know if you guys tuned into the episode where we left off, where I said, in a pinch, because I shower a lot, I maybe don't pack enough underwear. I have to do a reverse situation.
Ew.
Flip them inside out. It's fine. Aaron's grossed out. I shower a lot. So that tells you how clean those are. Anyways, it got us thinking and talking about how Aaron doesn't want to be friends with me anymore after learning that. And also how I don't have to ever check a bag. This broad went through her itinerary for working a game on Sunday, and she has every minute laid out, which is insane.
Imagine me doing two games a week. I was doing that for Thursday games and Sunday games. Now imagine when I would not come home in between. I mean, that was a whole legal pad, a mapped out topography. It was crazy.
A diorama at a time like this? I never had diarrhea, or else I wouldn't flip. That's too much. That's too much. I take a line and I always go over it. I know. I'm sorry, everyone. Stay with us. Okay. Also, we were talking about how I'm getting better about writing things down as they happen in real time throughout the week, so we can then discuss on the podcast.
Maybe we don't want you to. This has gone off the rails. Okay,
really,
go ahead.
I think that everyone at this point knows who I am. So you're either in or you're out. If you're not with me, you're against me. Now, I am on number four. Hard to believe we're only on number four.
I am still on Friday of my list. I've only gotten a workout. Go ahead.
I clean the house before the house cleaner gets there.
Oh, yeah.
We share the same house cleaner, which we love because trust is very important for Aaron and I. And letting someone into your home is a big deal. So we love our house cleaner. And she's been with me for 10 years. She's been with you for 8 years. Becomes a family member. All the things.
Oh, yeah. I got her from you.
Love her. I feel bad. Sometimes she comes with her sister. Sometimes she comes by herself. I feel bad on the days she only comes with her sister.
I know.
So I'm cleaning the house before she comes. I'm stripping the bed. I'm starting the laundry.
That's nice
of
you.
I'm doing all the things.
I don't do that.
Well, you know, just on the days that she doesn't bring her sister, because I think to myself, like, you're by yourself. I can strip the bed.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
Well, thank you. But no, it's just that thing where it would be a whole deal if you're like, why am I cleaning before the house cleaner? That, like, in the yard, I pick up the poop before the person that I have clean up the yard because I don't want to mow the yard. I don't want to do those things. Fine. There's a lot of things I'll do. I'll do the seven jobs. I'm not mowing the lawn and I'm not cleaning the house. At this point in my life, I can outsource those things because they're going to do a way better job than I can at it. But I'm picking up the poop in the yard before the person that I pay to pick up the poop comes, and I'm cleaning the house before she comes. I know.
You won't pack an extra pair of undies, but you'll pick up the poop.
Because I'm picking up the poop and I'm cleaning
the house.
You
know what I thought of? MeUndies never re-upped with us, and this would be a perfect time for them to do it. MeUndies, I loved you so much.
They're
they were
so
my favorite
soft.
Undies. Where
They're
were you?
So
and Carissa needs undies.
I need
She's
underwear.
She's struggling a lot.
I need underwear. I go commando a lot because I'm out of underwear. You know what I mean? Too much. Okay, shit. What else is on your list?
Well, I was talking about the Lightning. So the Lightning, congrats to the fellas going to the Stanley Cup Finals, taking on the Colorado Avalanche. The Bolts back in the finals for the third straight year. Holy shit, if they get this done, I'm going to name whatever kid I have whenever I can find somebody to carry this kid. Nikita Kucherov.
Nikita That'd be Kucherov, a cute name, Kucherov.
Thank you. And the middle name is Victor Sabin. Hedman. And the last name is Steven Stamkos Sabin.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a five-parter.
Okay. Yeah, a lot. But anyway, so pumped about it. But I was just realizing, not really just realizing, but when I look in the mirror, it's been they came back from being down 0-2. Mm-hmm. I have just absolutely crushed. Some people drink heavily during games. I just sit there and pick and pick and pick and pick. I've done a really bad job.
Airs after the Lightning win their third consecutive Stanley Cup final.
When they win it.
What? Right, exactly.
Okay, we're not saying it.
Then we'll recall that, you know, this happened. But why are we picking? You and I were on a flight home from our vacation, and what did I say to you? You were touching your face, your hands had been everywhere, and I see you cascading over the left cheek, cascading over the right, and Jared goes, what are we doing? And then I said to you, do you want me to tell you to stop touching your face? Because I don't need to just start making demands. But I was like, stop picking your face. And Jared goes, I don't know why you do that. As someone who has been on Accutane 3 times, it's well documented the perils that I've had with my skin. But I finally found something. For those of you suffering with jawline acne, mine is too much testosterone. I get it. I'm a boy. But I finally found this amazing dermatologist in Nashville that said to me, all you need to take is spironolactone. Get off the Accutane. Get off all that other crap. Spironolactone has changed my life. And I'm not kidding. I'm so passionate about this. I have had acne since I was fucking 16 years old. I'm 40. You do the math. I am so over it. And I finally have stopped picking as much and just taken that spironolactone. So I don't know what's going on there, but keep your hands. Maybe you could wear mittens. Wear some gloves during the game.
What I have is a trifecta. So I have—
for those of you that don't know, that's 3 things.
Divisional, the finals, and I'm about to have a Stanley Cup one. It's so bad. Whatever. Well, I love my boys. I'm so pumped for them. Let's get her done. If the Kings can't win it, I want the Lightning to win it, you know?
Oh, my God. No, are you bringing the magnifying mirror over while watching the game? Are you listening to the game while you're in the mirror?
No, I'm just like, you know what I'm doing? I'm like going like this. I'm tracing my finger around my lips. I'm feeling like I find Braille. Any little bump, and then I start, if I get nervous, I start to pick it. I leave it alone, then I start to pick it. Then after a win or a loss, I do have a couple drinks to celebrate.
Yep.
Then that's when the magnifying mirror
comes out. You don't drink during the game?
I'll have one, but I'm just so nervous.
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't even have a dog in the fight, and I'm sitting there having an excuse. Crack open a Coors.
You would love that little Victor Hedman if you saw him. He just couldn't be sweeter.
Cutie, what a cutie. Guy. A lot of, I didn't want to say this. Sweets?
He's sweets. A Swede, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot though on that team in particular, right? As I was watching the other day.
No, not really.
No?
A lot of Russians. Our goalie is Russian. Are, you know, because I'm part owner in the team. Nikita Kucherov.
It's your team. I felt like that with the Seahawks. Yeah. Like when it's, I mean, especially this was your, first of all, you're from Tampa. It was the first team you covered. You can say our team. That's why you're a fan. You can do that.
Yep. Pretty pumped.
Babe, what
8 years ago today, the Los Angeles Kings won their second Stanley Cup. So okay. Cute. What time is it right now? What was I doing 8 years ago? 4 o'clock. I was at the hair salon. I was getting my hair done. So when they won game 7, my hair could look great with the pictures.
Again, the planner. Wait. Let's sit on this for a second. So you went down. Are you getting a blowout? Are you getting highlights? Like, what are we doing here?
Oh, I got a blowout and my hair curled. Yeah.
Curled.
And then I went from Beverly Hills to
3.5-inch barrel. Some people are still doing that. You know,
It was a good one. But my favorite picture that I have is hugging Jared on the ice. My hair looks like dog shit because I'd been like throwing my head around because it went into double overtime. And it wasn't game 7. Sorry, game 5. Wow. Relax.
No, you got excited. You don't wear heels because you think to yourself, I'm going to get out on that ice and I can't wear heels.
Oh, yeah, you can't. That's right? So stupid. I posted the photo of the girl eating complete shit on the ice. Yeah, you can't wear heels.
So you've known me for a million years. I used to wear heels, even evidenced by
for the, I mean, I tell the story a million times, but the first time I like got to ESPN, I was wearing like the shoes I spent all my money on, and Erin came running out and she gave me this big hug and she's like, welcome to ESPN. If you need anything, I'm here to help you. And I was like, I'll never forget that moment. But I was wearing these total hooker heels that I don't have the ability to purge.
They weren't even hooker heels.
No, but they were like very high. I was notorious for always wearing a heel. Like it would be a random Tuesday and I'm like wearing, you and I have like 17 pictures, like you're in tennis shoes, and that's why your feet are so adorable. There's not a bunion. There's not a little thing on the toe. Not to be confused with a bunion. Whatever it is. Anyways, I have, well, he's not available until next week on this podcast. I have terrible feet. You have great feet because you didn't wear heels for 700 years. Going back to our list, what else you got?
That's it for me.
Oh, okay. I have another one. The salad dressing packets. Never enough salad dressing.
Where are you getting these packets from?
So when you order a salad and they put the salad dressing anywhere, they put the salad dressing in that side little, you know, auxiliary little Tupperware thing inside the deal or just the packet itself. Never enough salad dressing. Like, I don't want to douse the salad because then it's like a lot of calories you don't need. But I want like a little bit more. Like you've got that extra lettuce in the bottom that you could have really used the dressing for.
Full disclosure, I can't have a lot of sauce because it hurts my stomach. I just don't want my stuff drenched in sauce.
You know how to pace a salad dressing disbursement. I'm not good at it. And I always feel like I'm short on that.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.